Tonight in Ann Arbor, Eisner-winning cartoonist Brian Fees will speak about his new book, Mom's Cancer. Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke with the cartoonist who, at first, didn't even tell his family what he was doing.
Yeah, that's true. I started it probably just as an expression of wanting to tell our family story and help other people who might be facing the same thing. It was really just I needed the creative outlet to kind of get these feelings and experiences out and to convey some of the things that had surprised us so that other people might get something out of it. So I started drawing these pictures, making these comics, and I just started putting them online because I didn't know what else to do with them. I didn't know anything about publishing. I just wanted people to see them. So I put them online, started serializing the story, and told a few friends, go take a look at this, tell me what you think. They told some friends. And the whole time I didn't tell my family anything, partly because my family was under enough stress and I didn't want them looking at me out of the corner of their eye and saying, well, geez, what's Brian going to write about us now? And the other part was kind of the anthropologist's credo of be unobtrusive. Don't let anybody see you watching. I didn't want the fact that I was making a comic of my family's story to change anybody's behavior or add any stress to their already stressful lives. So, but after I put it online, people told friends and they told friends, the thing went viral after a few months. And I got an email from a reader one day who said, I think I know your sisters. Very excited about it. And I said, oh, no. So that afternoon, I called everybody in my family. I said, just go take a look at this website. Tell me what you think. And they called back right away. And my mom loved it. My mom always had a very flamboyant, dramatic streak to her. And she loved it. If she hadn't loved it, I would have just killed the whole thing, and it never would have gone further. But she loved it, thankfully. My sisters were a little less enthused about it, but they both said something very much like, well, that's not the way I remember it, but it's your story. You tell it the way you have to. So they were very, very generous, very respectful in that way. But as I say, if my mom said, I can't wait to find out what happens next. Hmm. And so I had her blessing, and I continued on.
There's an interesting use of color in Mom's Cancer. I mean, one panel that stood out for me took place at a party, lots of people, all of them are in black and white shadings, and your mother sits at the center as the only segment with any color at all. It's really, really quite moving.
I had a very practical concern about color, which was in the midst of my mother's illness and me trying to tell this story, I didn't really have time to fully color everything. So it started out as a black and white comic. And then as I went through it, color became a tool I used, sort of like color in The Wizard of Oz, or like the color red in Schindler's List that Spielberg just, in a black and white movie, picks out these red details. It became a cue to the reader that something extraordinary or something fantastic, something not quite reality, was happening. And then, of course, there are some flashback scenes that are done in sepia tone, as you might expect. But the idea of Mom being the only piece of color in this black and white tableau is that she's alive. In that moment, she's the liveliest thing in the room, despite her illness. This event has, which was a birthday party, has really charged her up and just made her glow. So the colors are glowing amidst this kind of drab world that she's come to inhabit.
We're speaking with Brian Fees, author of Mom's Cancer, which he'll be discussing tonight at the Ann Arbor District Library. Now, Brian, this was the first ever Eisner winner of Best Digital Comic. So how did that process work? Did you have to submit something to them at that point? Do you know?
Gosh, I'm trying to remember, because yeah. One can submit for Eisner consideration, but I don't remember if I did. I don't think I did. The fact that it went viral and got a lot of readership, including among Eisner officials and voters and that kind of thing, I think is what got it nominated. A lot happened in a very short period of time there. The online comic went viral. It got Eisner nomination, and the Eisners, as you know, are the kind of the Oscars of comics and comic books. And it was the first year that they decided to give them to web comics, because to that point, they weren't quite sure that things on the web actually were comics. It was quite a debate in comic circles, including Mr. Will Eisner himself wasn't quite sure that if it's not on paper, maybe it's not a comic. And so they had just changed their minds at that point, and I was nominated for the first Eisner for digital or web comic and won it, which was huge, which was quite an accomplishment. And about that time, I got the interest of my editor and publisher at Abrams, and I did send them a copy of the manuscript, and landed on the right desk at the right time, and a year later, I was in print.
Yeah, I get the feeling we, you know, as Americans at least, we live in a society where when those issues are going on, those kind of deep issues, it's kind of bury it, kind of cover it up so that people don't know what's going on. And I think that relates to a lot of the isolation that a lot of people feel when they're going through this. And I understand that a lot of people have that feeling when they come to you and they read Mom's Cancer, that they come up to you and that there's a relatability to it because each journey is individual, but it's also something everybody else is going through as well.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the strength of it being a comic, is that Scott McCloud, the comics theorist, has written and talked about this, the idea that comics are abstractions of reality. They're simplifications of real life. They're not photographs. They're the things the cartoonist chooses to show you about that day. The characters are abstractions. And so the reader, in reading a comic, fills in the missing information with details from their own lives. So I frequently had people come up to me and say, you know, the person in my family who was ill wasn't my mother, it was my father. And I don't have two sisters, I have four brothers. But it was like you were in our living room watching us. And it's an interesting paradox. It seems like the more specific you are in telling the story, the more universal it becomes.
More information about this autobiographical journey by Brian Fees and his family is online at momscancer.com, as well as his engagement tonight at the Ann Arbor District Library. He's online at aadl.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.